pray with me as we begin this sermon? Loving God, today I ask that something that may or may not come out of my mouth affect anyone, someone here. Please be with me and us as we go through the words that have been on my heart, that they might be the words that need to be heard. And if they're not, let those words come out anyway, so that your love may shine through. I pray this in your many names. Amen. I have a little story for you to begin with. During Michael's first month of college, the professor gave his students a pop quiz. He was a conscientious student and had breezed through the questions until he read the last one. What is the name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of a joke. He had seen the cleaning woman several times. She was tall, dark-haired, and in her 50s, but how would he know her name? He handed in his paper, leaving the last question blank. Just before class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward the quiz grade. "Absolutely," said the professor. "In your careers," I'm going to add in your life, "you will meet many people. All are significant. They each deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello." Michael never forgot that lesson. He also learned her name is Dorothy. The professor had a point, but let's take it a step even further. As persons of faith, we are to see each person as a child of God. And when we see them, we smile in that sense, in the sharing of God's love. We are known by the company we keep. How are we at noticing and acknowledging all people? The text from the Gospel of Mark today really drops some of the big names as to who Jesus keeps company with. First, Jesus takes Peter and James and John, names we hear over and over, the big names in the disciples, and he takes them up to the mountaintop, probably to Mount Hermon. When on the mountaintop, before their eyes, Jesus transforms. His transfiguration makes his clothes shine bright white. Then, more name-dropping. Elijah and Moses appear. For Mark's hearers, this connects prophets of the past with Jesus. They seemed to be Jesus' mentor or friends. Peter isn't quite sure what to say or do, so he breaks the moment suggesting three shrines be built. Peter, instead of taking in the moment, wants to make himself busy. This may be similar to some of us who want to capture a picture, a video, or post a special moment on social media instead of just staying present in the holy moments of our lives. The climax of the moment rolls in on a cloud. And from the cloud, a voice speaks, just as it did at Jesus' baptism. The voice of God says, "This is my Son, whom I dearly love. Listen to him!" Exclamation point. And on the slide, I saw like 5 exclamation points. The Gospel of Mark wants to be sure this point is clear. Jesus is more than a man. He speaks with divinity and authority. And then, as quickly as it all came on, the whole thing is over. Elijah and Moses and the cloud have disappeared. Jesus was known by the company he kept. He was known as rabbi, teacher, as he spent time with the leaders of the temple. He was known as Son of God as Elijah and Moses appeared with him. But these are not the only company Jesus kept. He also was known as a rebel as he spent time with tax collectors who were known as thieves and shysters. He spent time with the poor, the sick, even Samaritans and sinners. As Scripture today said, we are to listen to Jesus. So what company do we keep? People who think and act like us, who dress like us, who have had success like us. As we listen to Jesus, the company we keep cannot just be our friends and confidants. We may need to be intentional about offering a listening ear or a prayer or spend some time with someone who may need a reminder of God's love, who may not know God's love just yet. Jesus hung out with disciples and with the fringes of society. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus said, "I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners to change their hearts and lives. Therefore, we are not to spend all our time with those who already know God's love. We are called to pass it on." You may be asking, what is with all the camp songs today? Or you might be asking, what's with all the camp songs today? That's how I would say it. They cut to the heart of it. It only takes a spark of God's love or Jesus' light to get a movement filled with love and compassion going. These songs speak the truth. The pop quiz story is an example of how, when we treat everyone as if they matter, we are passing it on. Our scripture today, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. God said that light should shine out of the darkness. He is the same one who shone in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us, on the mountaintop, he gave us a glimpse of the light he has. He shared his transfiguration with his disciples so that they could see and share his light. We may have felt and experienced Jesus' light in moments or times we've never expected it. Just as the hymn says, we are to pass this light on and on and on and on. We are known by the company we keep and how we treat those around us. In fact, you might not know this, but some churches have a reputation for being judgmental. Have you kind of heard that before? I believe all of us, can shatter that by being known by the company we keep and how we treat those around us. Remember, the company that Jesus kept, and somehow, in our own special way, using our own special gifts and graces, let's take this light and share it in every smile, every conversation, every prayer with the company that we keep. Amen.